Confederations Cup after beating Italy 7-6 on penalties in Fortaleza on Thursday night. The superb 120 minutes of football saw Spain and Italy battle it out for a place in Sunday's Confederations Cup final. But it was the reigning European and world champions who did enough to secure a match-up with host nation Brazil. After a close opening to the game, Italy began to create chances with Antonio Candreva and Cristian Maggio coming close. La Latta was twice denied by Spain number 1 Iker Casillas as he made the most out of Jordi Alba's over-eagerness to break forward. Fernando Torres came close for Spain, but in truth, they looked rather jaded in the Brazilian heat. The second half saw Vicente del Bosque's side improve, and Andres Iniesta began to put his quality into action, creating several chances for Gerard Pique, Sergio Ramos and Xavi Hernandez, who came close. The game would end 0-0 and move into extra time, and it was Spain who looked more likely to score, with Jesus Navas, Javi Martinez and Xavi all coming close, the latter hitting the crossbar from long range. However, neither side could find the back of the net, and it was down to penalties. 13 out of 14 were scored, but it was Leonardo Bonucci who missed, allowing Manchester City new boy Jesus Navas to score and send Spain through to the final. Newly appointed Real Madrid manager Carlo Ancelotti has reportedly approved the sale of Gonzalo Higuain to English Premier League side Arsenal in order to fund a transfer of Tottenham Hotspur midfielder Gareth Bale. According to Spanish newspaper El Confidencial, the former Paris Saint-Germain coach is hoping to make just 2 or at most 3 signings this summer, one of which has already been added in Malaga midfielder Isco, but Ancelotti knows that there must be some major player sales if they have any chance of signing Bale from a reluctant Tottenham. Therefore, Ancelotti has approved the €30 million sale of Argentine international Gonzalo Higuain to Arsenal. Sevilla has announced an agreement with Chelsea to take on right winger Marco Marin on a season-long loan as a temporary replacement for the recently departed Jesus Navas. Sevilla take on the 24-year-old Bosnian-born German international without an option to buy, and Chelsea are hoping Marin can gain vital Europa League experience that he has not been able to get since moving from Werder Bremen to Stamford Bridge for €8 million in the summer of 2012. Chelsea are also using this as a rehab stint after a leg injury suffered last season saw Marin make just 16 appearances and score 1 goal in his first season with the Blues. Sevilla, on the other hand, are hoping Marin is able to fully recapture the form shown at Werder Bremen and allow the club a low-cost replacement for Navas until they can make other arrangements to find a permanent substitute. Sporting Lisbon winger Diego Capel is flattered by the rumoured interest from Atletico Madrid and admits he would enjoy a move back to Spain. In an interview with Spanish sports daily AS, Capel spoke about the interest from Atletico after a successful campaign in the Portuguese league. "It always makes you proud when you are linked to such great clubs as Atletico. I always want to continue growing, and that is a great club. Now, I do not know what will happen in the future, but any player would like to play there." The 25-year-old Spaniard has been linked with the move to multiple clubs since moving from Sevilla in 2011, but for now, he remains content with his performances and will let the fates decide his future. "It has been another good year for me in Portugal," he said, "but now I am disconnected from it all on holiday in Ibiza," he added. Sevilla have officially confirmed the transfer of Bosnian centre-back Emir Spahic to Bayer Leverkusen for an undisclosed fee. Spahic has been on loan at Russian side Anzhi since January, as the club were biding their time until finding a permanent club, which they seem to have found in German side Bayer Leverkusen. Despite being a stalwart for the Andalusian's backline since his arrival from League One side Montpellier in 2011, the dire economic situation of the club forced them to sell the defender to settle outstanding debts. Due to Sevilla's economic situation, Spahic becomes the 5th player sold by Sevilla this summer, along with Jesus Navas to Manchester City, Luis Alberto to Liverpool, and Antonio Luna to Aston Villa. Spahic will also be reunited with former Sevilla goalkeeper Andres Palop, who was the first player to leave the club this season. and sign a 2-year deal with Bayer Leverkusen. Swansea City have completed the transfer of Espanyol defender Jordi Amat for a reported fee of €3 million. The English Premier League side announced the signing of Amat on Thursday evening, stating that the former Espanyol youngster had penned a 4-year deal with the Swans. The 21-year-old was loaned out to Rayo Vallecano last season, where he made 27 appearances. Amat joins fellow Spaniard and former Real Betis captain Jose Canas, who was manager Michael Laudrup's first summer signing. Swansea are far from finished as far as signing Spaniards is concerned, as the transfer for Real Betis midfielder Alejandro Pozuelo is expected to be finalised by the end of the weekend.